How did the first step in your plan go yesterday? Did you follow through? If you didn't take the first step in your plan, don't keep procrastinating. The only way you will recover is if you actually follow through. Action gets results. Giving up your crutches is hard work, but convince yourself it will be worth it. Convince yourself this is the only way to truly be free. Today, we're going to review the next two steps in the DARE response. These two steps include accepting and running towards your anxiety. Accepting your anxiety is especially relevant to this task of giving up your crutches. Remember, your crutches are a sign that you haven't accepted your anxiety as fully as you thought. You've accepted your anxiety, but only with certain reservations, certain conditions. Only if your safety person or thing is present. Anxiety is smarter than you think. It's a way of knowing when your acceptance is conditional, which leaves room for your anxiety to come back when you least expect it. Your acceptance of anxiety has to be 100% complete. You have to accept your anxiety regardless of the setting, circumstances, or people who happen to be around you. With this in mind, get your plan back out again and look at the second step. What comes next? What step will you take to let go of your crutches today? As you venture out into the world today, wherever that may be for you, expect anxiety to come with you. Anxiety will be with you when you drive. It will come with you to the doctor's office and follow you to work. Anxiety is a part of your life right now, and the best thing you can do is to accept that. The true acceptance of anxiety causes it to transform into nothing more than nervous arousal. As you take the second step in your plan and feel anxiety start to climb, resist the urge to reach for your crutches. Instead, tell anxiety, "I accept and allow this anxious feeling." Say it as many times as you need. "I accept and allow this anxious feeling. I accept and allow these anxious thoughts. I accept and allow this anxious feeling." Accepting your anxiety is going to feel difficult because this is typically when you turn to your crutches to feel safe. You're used to accepting your anxiety because you know you have someone safe with you or something that helps you to feel safe. You are used to accepting your anxiety because you could always call a friend. You always had a backup plan or something that helped you take off the edge of the uncomfortable feelings. Today, you are simply accepting the discomfort anxiety creates in you at face value. This can be difficult, and you may need a bit of help from the next step in the DARE response. This third step is to run towards your anxiety at full speed. Run towards your anxiety by telling yourself you feel excited by your anxious thoughts and feelings. Actually say to yourself, "I'm excited by this feeling. I'm excited by this feeling. Bring it on." If you think about it, giving up your crutches is a noteworthy event. It's exciting to work towards overcoming your anxiety on your own without any help. So flip those feelings of anxiety over and convince yourself that you're actually excited at the prospect of facing your fears without your crutches. Anxiety is merely nervous energy running through your body. It's not dangerous. It can't hurt you. And your crutches are not protecting you. They're slowing your progress to move forward. Allow yourself to perceive that nervous energy as an excited feeling instead of a threat. Run towards the thing you fear most. Run towards life without your crutches. The only way out is through. As you succeed at living without your crutches, you will experience that you are truly safe. Your crutches weren't saving you from anything. All they've been doing is holding you back. You are your own safe person. Repeat that over to yourself every time you feel the need to lean upon your crutch to save you.